Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1.
Now, you know, I played Miley Cyrus and Flowers earlier on for the very good reason because Alma Purcell is the self-taught accidental gardener that we speak to here in the programme. Often she runs Poppy Garden in Meath, where you can actually visit during the year as well. If you have any more questions, 51551 and the WhatsApp North and South 087 032 32 32. Welcome back, Alma.
Hi, Oliver.
Are you out in the garden in January? Surely not.
Oh my God, every day. Unless it's frozen. And we had a great Christmas, the wet and windy days, just put on your wet gear, get out there. So unless the ground is frozen, you can get out and be working away the whole time.
And what were you doing?
Literally at this time of year, clearing out beds is the big, big job. And I'm under pressure already because like I open in May and it seems like 2 weeks ago I had 6 months left and now I've only 4 months left.
So now the panic is on.
The panic is on.
And they'll probably be booking already for the trips.
There's busloads and that booked in, but on the open days people just turn up. But I have the pressure own head, and I think that's actually maybe something, you know, if you're feeling daunted with all the work you have to do in your garden, make a little list of the jobs you've got to do and just, you know, work to that and say in January I'm going to do XYZ, in February I'm going to do this, and just you'll work through it gradually like that.
This is a good time of the year, isn't it? Because January is a nice calm time where you're not under as much pressure. I know it's in February garden centres and so on, they start to
really push the whole, you know,
pushing hard
flowers at you. But this is a good time to kind of look at your garden, you know, see the bones of it and see where you're missing stuff. You know, there's so many lovely plants for this time of year that give you scent, that give you berries, that, you know, still have little crab apples, and then you've all your coloured stem plants. If you're missing that kind of interest at this time of year, this is a good time to see where will I place them for, you know, maximum impact, and then get your garden centre. There's garden centres in every county in Ireland just waiting with all the stuff that looks good now.
And loads of people help you as well.
Oh yeah.
The garden centres are usually stocking stuff that's just for the immediate period often, is it?
They'll always have, you know, like the things that look good all year round, or things that don't really have to be there for a certain time. Things that, you know, your backbones of your garden. But every month they will have plants that look good just then. And it's a great bit of advice that someone gave me like when I was just starting off. Go to the garden centre once a month, because then you're going to always have something in flower in your garden.
The following year you'll have. Oh, that's the hard thing to organise, isn't it?
You know, and people do it for their houses, you know, and you see all the shops pushing homeware and the range for autumn or winter. They don't think about doing it for the gardens. But you need to do it for your garden. So like at this time of year, there are like silver birches gleaming with their lovely white, you know, bark and stem.
And you clean them.
I do. I don't know. I follow this winter garden in England, Anglesey Gardens. It looks amazing. It's planted for winter time. And they have like a grove of, and also if you're planting silver birches, if you can plant a few together, it makes the impact much more.
The sun hits them this time of the year.
The sun hits them. And then also if you can put a background behind them, something evergreen or maybe a dark wall,
clever,
that shows them up even more. But what happens over the years is, like, you know, algae comes on the trunk and so on. Get a bit green looking, or slime looking, or whatever, dirty. Get your scrubby thing out of the sink and your basin of water.
The scrubby
and go
thing.
Out. You know, the scrubby thing for scrubbing your dishes.
Yeah.
And just go out and scrub the trunk a bit. Now, I was doing that for years at my
end. Not a scrubbing brush, a kind of a softer.
Oh, yeah. Only you can use the scrubby thing. But what I find in the winter is the cold water is running up your arm and into your elbow and into your armpit. Oh, not good. So then, a few years ago, I read about some guy using a power hose on his.
What?
Yeah. So I went out.
From a distance.
I got too close, first of all. And I did go too deep on the trunk. So stand
back
kind
of a bit. Papery, aren't they? They sort of
it comes off in little ribbons. Now another thing you can do with silver birches, if you know, like me, some people love biting their nails, or like myself, or popping pimples. If you have a silver birch, you can pull the bark off in ribbons, or you know, get your nails under it and it comes off in big strips. It's addictive.
But it would be good for the tree, I'd imagine.
No, it's fine unless you won't go into too many layers.
Some of it's naturally shedding.
Yes, anyway. It sheds anyway.
So you're washing trees. That's a first unexpected thing. If you do go to a garden centre now, what would they be selling us in terms? Would you be planting bulbs even though the ground would be wet?
Oh, you'll still be planting. They'll kind of move on. They'll probably have sales on all the spring bulbs at this stage, and you get a great bargain.
Which you should have planted in November.
It doesn't. You can still plant them now. They might flower a bit later this year.
Yeah.
But they will sink into the season then from then on, and then obviously they'll start getting the summer bulbs in soon. But for this time of year, they'll have lovely things like Saracaca, sweetbox, lovely little evergreen shrub, and I guess the tiniest little white flowers that you wouldn't even notice.
But sweetbox.
sweet box, okay. Saracaca.
I'm writing it down.
The smell of that is just unbelievable. And I'll tell you, if you're ever in Dublin Zoo at this time of year, they seem to have mass planted. The smell would just knock you out.
So that's out now, blooming away.
Yeah. So if you've
do you have it in your garden?
I do, yeah.
What else is blooming in the garden?
Blooming at this time, witch hazels. So they're these lovely little, I suppose a tall shrub or a small tree, and they get these tiny spidery tissue paper-like flowers in the winter. There's yellow, there's orange, red, and there's a lovely, I just got one this year, it's called amethyst, and it has this purpley flower. Fabulous. They have a little scent as well, but they're very, very slow growing. So I'd say get one now.
Would they flower immediately, or are they like a wisteria you have to wait a couple of years?
No, they'll flower from the first year you get them.
There's nothing more spectacular than kind of like dark twigged tree that is bursting into flowers in December, January.
Yeah, really isn't. Another one for this time of year is Daphnes. Now, they're evergreen.
Yeah.
They have little pinky whitey flowers, and again the scent of them would just knock you out. And it's one of those it's one of those plants that people, they smell it and they don't know what it is. But if you smell something gorgeous in winter, it's probably a Daphne. And they can be quite expensive, but it's worth looking out and getting one in your garden. And like that, if you're planting something for scent in the winter, don't plant it down, you know, the far end your garden where you're never going to go at this time of year. Plant it near your, where you get out of the car or near your front door.
Ah, that's sensible.
Yeah.
Someone is just asking us, as Elaine says, my garden's very dull at the moment. Is there anything I could recommend to brighten it up? Now, if she had all of those things,
she'd all those things,
but when would you have to prepare for the, when would you be planting the
Well, now is your time to plant them. Like, go to the garden centre
and stock
up.
Because they'll have them on sale in the lovely
bloom. They'll have them on sale and you'll see what they look like now. So a good rule of thumb maybe for this time of year is have 10 to 20% of your plants as ever evergreens, and there's a whole range of evergreens. So there's the shrubs we talked about, your Daphnes, there's viburnums, there's the Saracaca, there's loads of evergreens, and obviously your box, you know, the way people love their clip box or their balls or their permits. But then also you have conifers, very, very popular back in the 70s, and maybe people fell out of love with them, but really there's such an amazing range of conifers.
The viburnums, they bloom twice in the year, don't they?
Some of them do, yeah, and right now, so Viburnum Badansi Dawn is flowering right now, lovely pink flowers, and again a lovely scent, and that flowers on bare branches, so it's quite common.
It's
you
a good
would
hedge
see
as well, isn't it?
Viburnum, yeah, the evergreens make a good hedge as
it's
well.
Kind of a cloudy effect.
You can cloud prune them, yeah.
How do you keep foxes and squirrels from digging up your bulbs and the cats too, is this question?
Oh Lord, I'd say the best way is get a little roll of chicken wire. So you'd buy that in any hardware store. Yeah. And when you've put your bulbs down, just covered with a bit of the chicken wire. And once the bulbs start coming up, they'll tend to leave them alone and you can either remove it then or just put some chicken wire and moss to cover the chicken wire.
Oh, right.
And that'll stop
them. Does that not affect the light getting through to charge
the
bulb?
No, a bulb will come up through anything. Like a bulb, when it comes through the earth, has a very sharp tip.
Searching for the light anyway.
I actually cover all my pots of bulbs with a nice thick layer of moss because it just looks lovely through the winter and then they'll pierce their way up through it.
Are you still using leaf mould and leaf to protect some of the
using
less
that
hardy plants?
I'm nearly out of it at this stage, so I've my pile going again for next year, but it's a great mulch for your borders. So once you've cleared out a border and got rid of all last year's plant debris, you know, when you take the leaves off, they would have broken down and enriched the soil. So if you have leaf mould left from last year or homemade compost, spread that and it just looks lovely and it's suppresses weeds and it just makes it everything look
good. Because you're organic in your garden, you don't
use
weed
totally
killers
weed killer free. Now an odd time I'll get a pernicious weed or a little clump of an awful wiry little grass that comes up in spots and I can't get rid of it. So get a good just get a cardboard box, good thick cardboard. Now if there's any sellotape or anything like that and I take it off, put the cardboard on top of a little clump of bad weeds and then put a layer of compost on top of that.
You're blocking out the light.
You're blocking out the light. You might not kill the weed if it's something like ground elder, but you'll knock them back enough that you're not going to be looking
at
them.
You'll put manners on it.
Put manners on them, yeah.
What are the kind of weeds do you go after this time of the year?
I would go after any weed because if you're on your hands and knees or you're going through a bed clearing it anyway.
It's mad they're growing now.
They're growing already.
It's
like
climate change
for us. Get ahead of everyone. So you might as well be weeding as you're going. And especially the perennial weeds. Mm. So your dandelions, your docks, anything that lives from year to year.
Yeah.
Try and get the whole root out now and you're just making life so much easier for yourself come summertime. Now you mightn't get the whole root out and he'll be back again, but if you do your best you'll.
What's that elder one?
Oh, ground elder is a scourge. It's very hard to get out. You need to get every single little bit of root and it spreads so quick and so fast. The only good thing I'll say about them is that the roots are quite visible. They're these fibrous white roots
very
underground.
Good. So you know you have it.
Yeah, you'll know
it's
you
a pleasing it. One I think to pull out, isn't it?
It so is. It if you can, the best way probably is to fork your ground over gently because you don't want to break
sense.
The root.
Yeah.
But if you can pull out a whole big clump off the root of him in one go, you just go, yeah, gotcha.
I was looking up the ground elder and it was used as a treatment for gout years ago.
Yeah, all these plants have medicinal uses.
They're plants, exactly. That we always get questions when you're here about hydrangea, whatever way we pronounce it. Is it the right time to relocate a hydrangea bush, says Sean, on the Navan Road in Dublin?
Yes, Sean, I would say it's the perfect time of year because it's dormant. You can move a lot of plants, you know, most plants this time of year. The trick to doing it is to try and move him that he doesn't even know he's been moved. So pinpoint where you're going to move him to. Dig your hole there, make sure it's big enough for the root ball.
Yeah.
And you know when you have a baby and he's small and he's asleep in the car and you're trying to bring him inside without waking him up?
Right.
You're going to dig your hole around the root ball of the plant where he is now, and you're going to try and lift
very
him gently into his new hole without him knowing he's been moved at all. Firm back in around him, water him. Some plants might need staking if they're a bit, you know, floppy in the wind.
Do you put any chicken manure pellets or seaweed?
I'd wait until springtime to do that.
But that usually goes underneath, though, would you?
Look, it depends on what the ground is like. If it's impoverished where you're moving them to, you could do.
Right.
And, you know, you've put a load of compost under his roots anyway. And then come spring, you're hoping he doesn't know he's been moved. He's going to wake up and go, geez, I'm in a different spot here now. But he'll romp away, feed him then, water him all year, and Bob's your own.
Twist in the direction of the sun.
Yeah.
Also a good time to be pruning trees because they're gone to sleep.
Things you can prune out this time of year. Your wisteria, it's time to prune it.
Very good. Yeah.
One thing I wouldn't prune is spring flowering shrubs. So your forsythia or your flowering currants. Any of those guys have the buds ready to pop open in spring. So you'll be pruning off the flowers. So leave those alone and leave all your stone fruit trees alone. But anything else.
Wisteria then, so all the little wiry bits.
Yeah, you want to be pruning back now to kind of a framework about 2 to 3 buds out from your framework, and that's then where you're going to let air and light into all the flower buds and let them explode
down
in spring.
Because they're going to bounce back. They grow at a massive, furious rate anyway
once they get going.
Acers, because we're always told never to touch the acers, don't prune them.
The big tree acers I wouldn't prune in the winter because they can bleed, but your small Japanese maple acers, the first rule in pruning and anything really is
they're all
dead.
Kind of small, are they not?
No, there is acers like maples that get to be big, big, massive trees.
Right.
Yeah, so don't touch them.
Don't touch them.
But your Japanese acers, a good thing about them is any of the dead wood, you can generally see it's dead. It looks brown and it looks dry compared to the greeny tinge on the
white
wood.
Do you know when you get to the end of summer though and you see little kind of wiry bits and you're so tempted to snip them off?
You can snip them off any time of year.
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good. You know so. This is someone just complimenting you. What a breath of fresh air. Great ideas, ploughing through them. Keep going. Taking notes here, says Robin.
Good man.
Good name. He or she.
Yes.
We have a mature Daphne Balua outside the patio door from the master bedroom into the garden.
Wow.
And at this time of the year, the scent is just heavenly. Cannot recommend it enough.
Yeah.
What colour is a Daphne Balua?
It'd be like a whitey pink flower. It's the one, the lovely fragrance. And to get one that big, because they are slow growing to start off with, they think they may be 7-8 years in, then they take off. So well done.
You'd probably get those in garden centres now then,
you
if they're in bloom. You would.
Yeah.
What are good plants to jazz up the garden now and also for the summer? Can you get something for the summer
now? Yeah, there's loads of plants that have, you know, all year round interest. So I'd say the there's lovely acers with coloured stems through the winter. So there's a particular, there's Baihu, which has a yellowy orangey stem, and there's Acer Sango Kako with bright red stems right through the winter. The sun hits them, they gleam, they light up like torches.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you have your usual lovely foliage all the way through summer and winter. What else is nice all year round? Your dogwoods, again, stems. Things like your malice, that's your crab apple. You have your crab apples on some of them right the way through the winter.
Yeah.
You have fabulous spring flowers. They're as good as cherry blossoms. Mm-hmm. Then you have your lovely green foliage through summer and back you go again to autumn and the little crab apples dangling. There's so many plants that have year-round interest.
Questions coming in as well. We were talking about trees now. Hedges, what is the best month to trim a Portuguese laurel hedge? Very popular nowadays.
They are. You could trim them, really. We trim ours any time of year. The hard pruning we would probably do in December, November, December, just to give it a shape through winter. Mm. Because, you know, if you have an evergreen hedge, it's lovely to have those clean lines as your structure through winter.
Yeah.
But then really any time.
They do well in the ground. Will they survive in a trough?
I've seen them. You often see them sold as kind of a ready hedge, maybe a metre long of them in a trough.
Yeah.
So long as you're feeding it and watering it and the container is big enough, it'll be fine. But they tend to outgrow them eventually. Loads of water, yeah.
But the roots are obviously developing, so they would need to be moved to a bigger thing at some point.
Eventually. I mean, they're not going to... Then you see them looking sad outside restaurants and that. They do eventually need to be moved on. Right. It's like a retirement home for...
Any tip, Alma, on getting rid of briars?
Oh, God. Good luck, basically. Digging them out is your best option, but it's a hard job. And the thing with briars
is... You could do it this time of year.
You could, any time of year, but now Shred probably you, get your loppers and chop off a lot of the growth because he'll be grappling at you with horrible thorns. So if you do that, then get in with your spade and your whatever. You nearly need a mini digger to dig them out. But if you want to do it another way, maybe cover it with old layers and layers of polythene blocks.
Oh, right, to block the light.
Just kill them that way, but that could take years.
And then some people want the briars to get the blackberries.
Oh, like, not wrong with blackberries. Yeah.
Can you ask Alma, are laurel hedgings banned yet? I think someone's had to crackle. They're at the front of every new house, like green bathrooms were back in the day, says Carol.
You know, I do love a Portuguese laurel hedge myself. It's the cherry laurels, you know, the big, rough...
That's right, the glossy leaf.
Yeah, one. But he's a thug. He gets so big. He's environmentally unfriendly. His really leaves actually can be... Not considered they're poisonous, but when they fall in great numbers on the ground... They do. So those guys are really for specific areas where you want to hide something or have a big, big hedge. But
send in our questions for the future, Oliver at rte.ie, and Alma will be back. And good luck in the poppy garden in the meantime.
Thank you, Oliver.
Alma, thank you so much. Rachel English is back on the News at One. Have a lovely Wednesday, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio app.